Welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dillaman, lead pastor at ACAC. Our readings this week include the historical book and inspirational book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah, you'll remember, had been entrusted by God with the task of overseeing the rebuilding of the infrastructure and the walls of the city of Jerusalem after it had been destroyed. And having taught from this book on several occasions, I want to remind you that it really is something of a parable of how the Holy Spirit goes about reconstructing our lives when they have been devastated by the fall and by the power of sin. But we're focusing on two references to the Holy Spirit found in our readings, and they're both in the 9th chapter. The setting of the 9th chapter was the reading of the law of God to the people who had assembled with fasting and in a spirit of repentance. And we read at the beginning of that chapter, while the people stood in their place, they weren't seated in an air-conditioned sanctuary. While they stood in their place, the priest read from the book of the law for a fourth of the day, 6 hours. And for another fourth, the people confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. A 12-hour session of reading the Word of God, confessing sin, and worshiping the Lord. That was followed by a time of confession, a time of praising God, and the 9th chapter records that. And a piece of that was a reference to the faithfulness of God to the people of Israel despite their many rebellions. And in that setting, there are two references to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The first, in verse 20, as the people were recounting, the priests were recounting the goodness of God, they said in verse 20, you gave your good spirit to instruct them, meaning their ancestors. Your manna you did not withhold from their mouth, and you gave them water for their thirst. Now, that's a reference to God's sustaining of the people during that sad period of their history when, having refused to enter the promised land by faith, they were left to wander in the wilderness. And as they remembered that chapter of their history, they said, God, you didn't forsake our ancestors. You gave them the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. You lit the way for them. You showed them where they were to go, and you gave your good spirit to instruct them. So the first reference is a reminder that even when we are in a season, a place, or a time of resisting God's directives for our lives, when we find ourselves in some wilderness created by our refusal to take our next God-ordered steps, God does not forsake us. His Spirit instructs us. And I'm stressing that because when people are in a season where they're aware God has called them to something and that they're stiffening and resisting, it is very common for them to assume that because they're in that place of resisting God, God stops speaking to them. But the reality is, when we are in a place of resisting, when we are in a place where our faith cannot take or will not take the next step, God's Spirit is there to faithfully instruct us. Otherwise, we would have no hope of ever getting out of that wilderness. We would have no hope of getting out of that fruitless season of our lives. We would have no hope of moving out of the same old, day after day, and moving into the best thing, the better thing that God has for us. So, when we aren't good in our response to God, the Holy Spirit still is good. And I think the reference to the good Spirit was God's way of reminding the people of that. When your ancestors weren't good, my Spirit was still good, and He instructed them. So when you're in that place, when you know you're not following the course God has set before you, for whatever the reason, don't assume that He'll shut down all communication. Rather, expect that the good Spirit is good when your way isn't good, and He will actively instruct you. Then the next reference is down in verse 30. After talking about how many times God reached out in goodness, and their ancestors resisted Him and disobeyed Him and blasphemed His name, God allowed them to go into the hands of oppressors, then delivered them, and then they would turn back to their sinful ways and act arrogantly. And after that recourse, or description of their course, I should say, verse 30 says, however, you bore with them for many years. You didn't walk out on them. And you admonished them by your Spirit through your prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore, you gave them into the hand of the peoples of the land. That second reference reminds us that the Holy Spirit, when we're rebellious, doesn't stop speaking. And His speaking includes admonishment. Admonishment means the Spirit shows us where we're wrong. The Spirit tells us in no uncertain terms that we are wrong. And He calls us to repent of the wrong and choose a better way. All of that is involved in admonishment. God doesn't just admonish us that our ways are wrong. He admonishes us to choose a better way. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. When you're on a wrong path, the Holy Spirit will keep reminding you, this is not the way you are to go. This current path represents a rebellion against me rather than a trust in me. This current path is inconsistent with who I am and who you profess you believe me to be. God admonishes us about the inappropriateness of our path, but He also admonishes us to choose a better way. And that aspect of the Spirit's ministry can't be overstated in our current Western cultural context. Because in a society that increasingly rejects the authority of God's Word, and as a result struggles to see truth and accept truth, many have embraced the mistaken notion that love means you never condemn another person's actions. If you love a person, you never condemn their actions. If you love a person, You accept their actions. You condone their actions, or you celebrate their actions. And if you don't celebrate, if you don't condone, if you actually condemn their action, then the idea is, the common concept is, you are a hateful, intolerant, unloving, and bigoted human being, and that you have betrayed that other person. Well, by that definition, the Holy Spirit is intolerant, ignorant, hateful, and bigoted, and could never, never be trusted. Because the Holy Spirit admonishes us when we are in sin. Because love admonishes. Love doesn't watch a child wander into the middle of a busy intersection and say, "Oh, I could never tell them that's wrong to do that. I would be betraying their personhood. I would be questioning their identity. It would be an unloving thing to do." No, a loving parent says, "Don't go near that street. Don't let me ever catch you wandering into that street. If you go out into that intersection again, there will be punishments. There'll be discipline. You're going to lose some privileges. You're going to be grounded. You won't be able to watch television for 3 days," whatever. That's what love does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And so a simple statement, the Holy Spirit admonishes us, a statement that 100 years ago, 50 years ago, would have been accepted with virtually no pushback, today is highly countercultural and would be condemned by many. But their accusations are false. Their worldview is false. Their concepts are misguided. A good God instructs. A good God admonishes when we don't follow the instructions. That's what the Holy Spirit does, and that's why He is good. So, when you're resisting, don't expect silence. Expect instruction. Expect admonishment. It is an expression of the goodness of God, who loves you as you are, but loves you too much to let you stay that way. Have a great week as you follow the Holy Spirit.